All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, 3 o'clock. If you want to just odyssey.com rewind back to the beginning, we hammered the wings to start. I am happy. Take your phone calls. You can call in about the Wings. I don't want to hear about try hard or moral victory or best team doesn't always win. You're at home. You're against a team on a 6-game losing streak. You control your own destiny. You got to win the game. They didn't even score. Don't hit me with some fake ass goal with 0.5 seconds left. Just go away. What I want to mix in is this. This is a scratch your head moment. When the audio was presented to me, I just went, okay, what am I missing here? Now, I don't know a show that's been more positive about Jared Goff, so I know he ain't talking about us. But my issue and what I've always said about this town is, the beauty of Detroit is you get the big city money with the little city media. You don't have 60 microphones in your face. You don't have 2 round-the-clock local sports networks like Philly or Boston or New York or Chicago that spend their days just chokeslamming these teams. You just don't. By and large, as a radio station, like, okay, you get one sports station in this town. And by, I mean, hell, Jared Goff appears on our midday show where Doug and Scott, asking Jared about the weather would be viewed as provocative. So it ain't like he comes on the radio and deals with someone hurling a chair at him, right? So this really puzzled me.
I mean, even when they were bad, not like last year.
He's been doing a show for years. I was defending Jared Goff 24 games into his career saying you may want to consider paying this man. So I know he ain't talking about us.
Bruh.
So I'd like to know who he's talking. You were on it the day they traded for him. You go, this is your QB.
Right.
So let me play this for you. Now, he was on a podcast, and he talks about the media. I'm like, okay, so let me just get it straight. I blast people who want to get this guy replaced. I've wanted this guy paid for over a year. He's a Pro Bowl caliber quarterback. This is a more general question. And whether he's referring to one columnist or one TV host or one radio, it makes no difference. I want to ask a question as it pertains to the Lions. Who are the bell of the ball right now? As fans, do you believe the media in this town is negative with the Lions? Do you believe the media in this town wallows in negativity with this team? Do you believe there is actual credibility to what he just said? Because all I know is this town chants his name. This town gave him a second chance at life. This is the town he's going to get a check, yeah, 9 figures deep with a 2 in front of it to play another 4 or 5 years. I was just really like, yeah, you are in your own head because you got it good here.
Yeah, when you said, hey, did you hear the audio? And I'm like, no, I was on the road, so I'm listening. Like, so then the whole time, like, David, what am I listening to? Like, why did you wake up to say this? Like, in this city, they chant your name. They love you here. The media is mean to you? Who's mean to you? Who says anything negative about you? In the last year, you could walk on water.
He still can.
And no one said anything. No one, They blame the receivers for the drop passes in the NFC title game. They didn't blame you. They didn't blame you for anything, Jared.
You do get an occasional caller who's a nut job right. who wants Hendon Hooker to play.
And I was about to say, that's not the media's fault. Yeah, no. you may want to walk down to Brad's office and say, why'd you draft Hendon Hooker? He's the one that brought him in there. We didn't. We didn't say anything about it. But yeah, when most people call saying, well, Hendon Hooker, yeah, it's probably not going to happen. Jared Goff's your guy. We've said it over and over again. He's the guy. Now, it's taken a while before people have finally come on board and said, yeah, maybe we're not going to get that mobile QB. Maybe we're just going to have to learn how to win with him. And even Jared's, you know, is saying, without saying, I'm going to be there for a while. But why? We're too mean? If I'm his agent, I'm like, Jared, what was the point to this? What were you trying to say?
Well, I don't take offense to it because he ain't talking about this station.
No.
He appears on it, and Lord knows Doug and Scott are nice to him. So, like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
I was really surprised by it. I just figured, you know what? We'll lob it out there. Let the people talk about it. Is the media in this town negative about the Lions? Tell me. I mean, hell, we were told we were negative about the Wings to start the show today. I don't know a response to that, considering their playoff chances took a huge hit last night.
Yeah.
You know, are we negative about the Tigers? Well, you haven't been relevant in a decade, and you kind of feel like you're doing it on the cheap.
And you just had Scott Harris just say, no, pump the brakes. Don't expect anything this year.
And the Pistons. Hey, well, I don't know what to tell you.
You know what? You can get the F out of here and leave.
You get my point.
Yeah.
I just thought it'd be a fun conversation to just ask the people. Look, fans are the customer base. There are customers just like they're Jared's. Yeah. It's two different roles.
Yeah.
The point I'm making is,
do the fans agree with Jared Goff?
Right.
Are we too mean?
Not we as in Rico and I. I'm saying
in general.
Point the laser beam anywhere you want with local media and just help me understand what we're talking about. Because I feel like the Lions and Jared Goff and Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell are in the garden spot. Like, they are in the best spot you could be in almost any town in America. Because the best football towns, no one's kissing your ass for winning a playoff game. Here you do. We've always talked about it. Anyone who can help lead the Lions to success, they'll build statues of. So it just seemed a little odd to me. And again, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I listened to a whole podcast. I don't even know what podcast was on. Cookie sent me a video clip. I watched it, and I go, what?
The I'm sitting on a white couch podcast. That's not what it's called.
Stop it.
Right, but it didn't make sense. It's like, wait, what?
Who has criticized Jared Goff in this town that you can think of? Not a crazy caller talking media. Who?
I don't know. Sound like he had at least one person in mind.
Right.
I don't know who, but other than that, this town, the media, no one said anything bad about him.
Would it be Carlos?
I'm thinking that's probably where.
But
it
even
is.
Then, that's easy to disregard because right. everything Carlos writes is pretty the same thing. So you're just like, all right, I know this dude's bit. Move on.
Because I guess the other knee jerk reaction would say this show, but this show actually.
Yeah, you're not going to put
have
that.
Been saying.
You're not going to put that on me.
No. We've been saying, brace yourself, because he's going to make a number starting with 5 per year.
Would it be Cookies?
Well, he was the last one.
Guys, I'm not being a smartass when I tell you. I don't know that I've read a negative word about Jared Goff. I don't know that I've heard another medium. What is there to be negative about when your quarterback's playing at a playoff level? And even on a team level, who's been negative about the team? Now, what you're not going to be allowed to do is say that, well, you wanted a pass rusher and they got Carlton Dave. That's not negativity. It's a difference of opinion.
See, I was about to say, here's the thing. You can be negative about a team, but you have to have reason. When you're the Pistons, what else is there to say? You know what? Here's what I approve. Mike, you could appreciate this.
Okay.
Because it was somebody, they had a good sense of humor about it. But I was... Say yes. I was at U of D today for Mark Montgomery.
Let me help you.
His press conference, but they were all saying, "Hey, we appreciate you guys talking about us, and we understand we were bad this year, so we just kind of laughed along with you." When you were, I say that to say, when there's nothing great to say, then you can't be a cheerleader. You can't talk about the Pistons in glowing manners right now. You can't. You can't talk about the Wings collapse coming up to the end of the season and say, everything's fine. When the Lions were back, when they were 1-6 2 years ago, and it was looking as if, man, maybe Dan Campbell's in over his head, wasn't a lot of great positive things coming out. But then you started winning. And you know what happened? Everything changed. The narrative changed. And people start saying, okay, this is a good team. Where now all of a sudden, you know, hey, this is BOGO. You're going to win this game and you're going to win this game.
It's interesting, too, is like when we go back to 2022, we were treating it like they won a playoff game, even though they did not, in fact, make the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
We were effusive, like as a media. I don't know what that was. But again, this is also part of the reason I generally almost exclusively dislike athletes, because they don't live in our world. They live in a fantasy land. And we are in a day and age now where every athlete can go to Best Buy and buy a microphone and they think they're giving you religion. It's like, do me a favor, throw the football. All right, you make nine figures to throw a football. Perhaps we rethink our takes on sports. But you're seeing this multiply now, where athletes want to say, well, the media is negative. Well, you have a job to do. It's no different than our job in that success and failure is dictated by numbers, wins and losses. So athletes basically just want to make all this money, never be criticized, and then play the victim when they are. I can't get down on that.
Bro, I've been told, man, you're too negative about the Lions. Like, back when they were losing, like,
well, what is there to say?
Give me something good to talk about, and I'll talk about it. And you know what they've done in the last year and a half? Giving you something good to talk about. That you can be critical of a player doing something, some bonehead thing where you're like, man, if you just get on board, or this draft pick, yeah, or if we make this one free agent move, this team could make it to the Super Bowl. Not, oh, this team's complete garbage.
Right. I thought it was just a weird comment.
It was
beyond. Do what you want with it. It's a fun conversation to me because I know he ain't talking about us at the station.
No, it was beyond weird. Like, he's like, maybe it's all in my head. I was like, yeah. You know,
probably
is. When you start off by saying, I probably shouldn't say this,
you
then
will
don't say it.
Yeah. Yeah, don't say it.
Yeah, don't say it.
And take your $200 million.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
David, the ticket text. Get to the callers momentarily. Jared Goff said the Detroit media is negative. I really don't understand that, considering Jared Goff has largely had his ass kissed since arriving to town, including by this show, so I know he ain't talking about us. Jared owes us a commission, frankly. I've been banging the drum for him to get paid since the end of 22.
Racing Detroit. It's going to happen. So just realize it and don't say, well, he's your quarterback.
We'll take a nice 2% slice.
Yeah. Hendon Hooker. Not going to happen.
David, what do you got?
Someone's texting us saying, guys, I think he's just looking out for the other players on the team. Y'all did J-Mo dirty. Let's be real.
How?
Whoa. No. J-Mo.
What has he done to earn anything? And then when he got on the field, we talked about how, look at those first couple of games. What? Like, oh, you want to say, well, look at what he did in the NFC title. Right, he had two plays. J-Mo was a borderline top 10 pick that you gave up draft capital to go and get.
I don't,
has he lived up to the hype in 2 years? No.
But see, I'll even say this, Mike. I'll go to the next step. I will acknowledge what he did in the NFC title game and say, if the Lions would have won, we'd be talking about it more. He had that breakout game that we've been waiting for, scoring the touchdown on the end around, scoring the touchdown late. Like, he was an integral part of that game plan. They just didn't win. So we forget about
it. So one game means it absolves the 2 years of injury and the gambling thing, which, by the way, the league screwed him on, but you got yourself wrapped up in it.
No,
and then largely ineffective performance.
But see, I was willing to say that maybe that title game was kind of like Jahmyr Gibbs in the Raider game, where it was all of a sudden his breaking out party, where now everything kind of changed after that game, and he became this guy. And I thought, okay, J-Mo, don't do anything stupid in the offseason. How about this? Start training camp on the team, eligible to play in game one. Let's see how you could go from game one to game 17 instead of an abbreviated season for the past 2 years. That's been the biggest problem. So nobody did J-Mo dirty. J-Mo kept getting in his own way. That's it.
Tim in Ann Arbor says, talking about the other stooges on your stations, guys, and the ridiculous narrative they continue to push with SOL. It's old and tired. Another person
said, who still does SOL?
I'm not going to do
it. Oh, you know what? Never mind. I know.
Someone else says, Goff is talking about the fans and calling them the media. He is not talking about the actual media.
You mean the people who chant his name?
That's another text that comes in. They chant your name, Jarrett. What are you talking about? It's not the media or the fans being negative.
Right. I mean, weren't they chanting his name at the Mets game? Seriously, in New York. They're chanting your name. Red Wings game. You're not there.
Like, I just.
At the grocery store. You're not there. They're chanting your name.
Like, for instance, if you want to play the negativity card, look at a guy like a Lamar Jackson who's been an MVP, who has led his team to the playoffs essentially every year since he dropped in the league. And he gets shredded. Now, I think it's justifiable. But if you wanted to have this stance, you'd be like, wait, I'm one of the best players in the league. You're not giving me my respect. Well, yeah, you don't win in the playoffs. Like, there's just nothing to stand on with it. It's bizarre to me because I think fans and media have largely elevated Jared Goff to the best position of his career. Like, I don't think the media ever viewed him as elite when he was with the Rams. Here, I am making the case on a weekly basis, and I believe a lot of this station, I believe a lot of the writers. It's just a weird stance, and you're right when he goes, well, I'm probably in my own head. I think so.
Yeah, you don't have to say everything you're thinking because, yeah, to me, you won this city over. Anybody who was the fringe fan when you beat Matthew Stafford and the Rams, that was it. Because everybody figures you're going to lose to Stafford, and Stafford's going to get his first playoff victory here in Detroit before for another team. No, you beat them. You solidified yourself as the guy. Yeah. That was it. You're done. No, at that point, if you were being a Jared Goff hater, you just hated Jared Goff.
So here's my question, right? The other thing, too, is he talks about, well, you don't always have to say we're the underdog. Jared, let me just, not that he's listening, I'm making a point that if he were listening, the one thing I would say is, Jared, you need to get to know the town you call home more. This town will always view itself as the underdog. This town was discarded. This town has been mocked. This town has been a punchline.
Dude, they have a slogan. Detroit versus
right.
Who?
Right, but he says, everybody. Oh, the media always talks about us like we're the underdog. Here's the problem. And again, it's how I know he's not talking about us. I go on the air and I straight say it. You need to act like you are the team. Like, this is your division. You're going to win a play. Like, I thought it was weird. I'm not angry about it. I thought it was weird. Mm-hmm. And I'm asking fans, look, I just view it as a way to talk to Lions fans about what is your perception of Detroit media as it pertains to your football team? And just have that convo.
Yeah. Because, yeah, I was trying to figure out the catalyst for this. Like, because it was funny because I just kept yelling, David, what, once again, why did he say this? Like, what does he mean by this? Where did this come from?
I think
Kenny and David are just laughing at me the whole time this morning.
Because we would talk about something else, he would come back. But, like, what is going on?
But you saw the same thing. Like, it's whether you're Jared Goff and you're coming off this real redemption tour where you've taken control of your career again, you're in a great spot, you're going to get paid. I can't imagine caring enough. Or, like, it's the same thing when Saquon Barkley left the Giants and, like, Tiki Barber, who's very just, I'll say it, vanilla, boring, whatever you want to say. Like, Tiki made one comment. You went to Philly, you're dead to me. As a former Giant, like, yeah. Oh, my God, it turned into a furor, and Saquon is, you know, typing like the kitty cat on a laptop. And I'm like, Saquon, you just got paid. You went to a great team. Why do you care? It's such a weird thing. Can you imagine? Saquon gets a check for 40 mil. You care what some broken down running back's talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, who cares? It's not like Tiki Barber assassinated his character. He goes, nah, that to me. You're playing for the biggest rival. He didn't literally say he was going to murder him.
Right.
That's why I can't with athletes. I just can't do it. They're a different, like, different being. They reside in a different planet.
It could be worse. It could be Kevin Durant.
Uh-oh. 248-539-9797. Your phone calls, all of them, coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, and if you're tuning in for the wings, we will get there, or you can use Odyssey.com Rewind. We opened up with it. We were, in fact, negative about that, 100%. I think it's deserved. But the Jared Goff stuff, I think it's interesting.
Well, they played hard.
Yeah. Right, they tried. But I think the Goff stuff is interesting. You know, is the media in this town negative about the Lions, or is there something wrong with, well, the Lions are underdog? I think if you haven't won a playoff game in 60 years, that's got to be your mindset, the stuff. But let's go to people. Let's see what they have to say about it, and we'll go from there. Paul is up next, 97.1. Paulie, what's going on, buddy? And Paul? 0-1. I'm not even putting that on Kenny. I'm just going to give Kenny a mulligan. I'll play the role of Angel Hernandez. I blew the call. We'll go to Ray. He'll lead off the golf stuff then. Ray, how you doing, buddy?
Pretty good, Mike. Pretty good, Rico. How you guys doing?
Good, man. What do you make of Goff's take here?
As you said, it's pretty fascinating because you're absolutely right. I mean, at times I've felt like, especially lately, the media in this town has been—it's almost been like the Honolulu Blue Wall, Lions coverage. But I mean, I remember when Jared first got traded here, the whole narrative about him was that he was just like a throw-in, like a Kenny Cobb sub sandwich, because of the trade terms. Matthew Stafford going out, to L.A., and then of course Stafford wins the Super Bowl, and we're all looking at Goff like, man, why do we not just keep Stafford for a year? And then, you know, when he was here that first year, you know, he didn't really do much to change it, you know, that first year. I mean, at one point, I remember, you know, there was a stat that was out there that, like, 60-year-old, you know, Drew Brees, that was still playing for the Saints at the time, had more air yards per attempt than Goff did because he was just check down Charlie. You know, but to his credit, I mean, Jared has turned into arguably the best QB the Lions have ever had, you know, winning two playoff games and taking the Lions on the doorstep, you know, of the Super Bowl, yep, although not breaking through. You know, so, you know, even through all the negativity, the most I've heard, like, negative about him over the last, you know, really year has been maybe from, like, you know, Jim Costa, where he's talked about maybe, you know, should you, you know, wait on paying Jared Goff. But even once, you know, the Lions won the playoff games, you know, the, you know, narrative completely changed for, okay, well, how much are we paying him?
Hey, listen,
it's a
Cookies,
great conversation to have.
Cookies can speak for himself. I'll just give you my perspective. It's like, Ray, I don't even count that as criticism. That is the lightest of criticism. I mean, saying, hey, I'm not sure I want to pay this cat $200 million and I believe in a rookie salary structure quarterback situation, I don't think that's criticism. No. I think that's just an opinion. I don't know. And Ray, maybe you're right, Ray. I don't know. I think overall, when a team has lost for our entire lives, I don't know what else you think it is. And look, when Jared came here, nobody. I mean, Rico said, look, I think Brad Holmes actually believes in this guy. He was coming off of a couple of years where L.A. threw him in the garbage. Yeah.
And they immediately gave him an extension of a year. That's sort of like, this isn't a throwaway player. He's here for a while. And no, I mean, for Cookies to say that, it's the new analytics game with NFL teams. Draft a rookie quarterback, hope that you strike gold like CJ Stroud.
Yes.
And you build around him, and now you do something for the next 4 or 5 years because you're going to have to eventually break the team up like the Chiefs are doing right now.
Hate to see that. Let's go to Jacob, 97.1. Jake, how you doing?
Hey, guys. My only thought is he's thinking back to a year and a half ago when they started off 1-6. And at that point, they were still the worst franchise in professional sports. Mm-hmm. Not football, but all professional sports. And he stopped listening after that. Because ever since then, it's been all positive. And before that, I thought Detroit media was too positive from the Lions when they were bad.
Right, yeah. It's interesting, too, is like, for instance, you know, I'll use another team just to enter it. Because the conversation can be more than just about the Lions. I mean, Jacob, I opened the show. I'm angry at the Red Wings. I'm angry for the way they've played the last 6 weeks. I'm angry with what took place last night. And immediately you get a couple of the ticket texts or a couple of calls and people are like, well, you're too hard on them. Maybe it's because I'm from somewhere else. Maybe I'm just generally a mean person. I don't know.
Well, they went on that winning streak 2 seasons ago and lost to Carolina. They eventually were going to lose a game, and it kept them out of the playoffs. But at that point, everyone was thinking, you're not going to win that many to go straight into the playoffs. It was bound to happen. And people weren't overly negative. It was, wow, wish we had a better start. But I've always thought Detroit media was actually too nice to the Lions.
Yeah, me too.
They deserve more retribution.
Me too.
Your show was about the only one that was negative enough.
Yeah, and I mean, I try to just treat your teams like I treat my own. And after living my whole life out here, I feel like your teams are my teams. It's like I have double the pleasure, if you will. Now my teams are all the ones that are terrible and yours, your football team's good. Jake, I always feel like I've never understood why any athlete would consume media. Never quite understood it. No, I'm fine. They can do whatever they want. They can rip your ass. They can do whatever. I mean, we're all getting paid regardless. But if I were on the field to play, I'm not interested. It's like doing this radio show. No disrespect to anybody. Not interested. I know what's good and not. Jared knows where that ball was supposed to go, and he knows better. Great. That's how I feel about what we do. I stopped caring what people think about me years ago. I do my job. I know I'm damn good at my job. You know what I don't care about? Critics. Doesn't mean anything. That's just reality. It's a strange world.
You talk too much football, not enough golf.
No. What?
No, I'm saying you talk too much football, not enough golf and other sports.
We'll get to the Masters.
No, I'm just saying that's the...
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
248-539-9797.
That's from the critics.
Oh, I don't care. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Hey, right here. Let's go to JP. Actually, hold on. Let me be timely. David, I'm sorry. JP, if you're listening, I apologize. Give me a minute. We're up against it. I want to be somewhat responsible here. 248-539-9797. We're going to get more to calls. Red Wing stuff will mix back in because last night, this playoff run, it is a roller coaster of emotion, and I'm kind of ready to exit stage right. I've kind of had enough now. We'll get into that as well. All right, straight to the people. We're scrapping football today, and I owe JP an audience here. JP, sorry about the extra hold time. What's on your mind?
No worries, Mike.
Welcome. So what do you make of all this?
So I've looked into it a bunch. From what I've seen is it all started with the conversation between Wojo and Goff before the NFC Championship game about, and it, essentially it was the back and forth where, hey, you got great players, but essentially the 49ers have more household name players.
Which is true.
And that's where a lot of it started from.
So do you view that as negativity? Because Wojo's a puppy dog.
No. He's more like a kid.
And I think the important part that Goff puts it is that sometimes the media relishes the negativity. And he wants, essentially, I think he wants the media to start holding him to a standard of being, they're not underdogs. These are the team that should be competing for divisions every single time, that they should be, you know, it's playoffs or it's definitely a wasted season. It's NFC Championship game or we didn't do so
but
well.
You, JP, hold on, though.
Almost Super Bowl as well.
JP, you do understand the delicious irony in what you're saying then. Because if he wants that, what he's essentially asking for is Philadelphia, Boston, or New York, or Chicago.
He's embracing negativity.
Right.
He wants it.
JP, I'm not coming at you here. I'm saying that if that is truly the intent, that it is this idea of raising standards, well, then you do understand when you fall short of the raised standard, you get your ass ripped. And that's negativity.
That's understandable. And it's, you can be honest about the team falling short. And Mike, I have to admit, I have loved the swap from, you know, I want the Lions to show me something to the Lions have shown me something. And I've really enjoyed that. That switch, and it's been really fun listening to it.
Yeah,
and I feel like what Goff wants is, this is not the same with Lions. This is not an underdog. This is not just a team that's going to, you know, we're going to be a flash in the pan like some of the Jim Caldwell eras where we show something 1 year and next year we fall.
And
apart.
I agree 1,000% with you. All I'm saying is, like, JP, I'll give you an example. So when you arrive at this point, Rico, I think you'll agree with me here. When you arrive at this point, now we're going to do something we've really never been able to do with the Lions. We are going to now microanalyze quarter by quarter, half by half, game by game. And that also will be viewed as negativity where I guarantee you, JP, we'll be talking and maybe the team slips up and they fall to 3-2 and they lost a game they shouldn't lose. Because we think so much of them.
No, yeah, think about it.
It'll be negativity.
We've already done that because we're going to go possession by possession. Hey, maybe you should have kicked the field goal instead of going for it. No, but that's what you do with good teams is everything means something because you have higher expectations. And it's not just, well, we played a good game and I thought they were going to embarrass themselves, but they didn't.
And I think that's a major point, the standards are going to be raised. And I think the part that I like is that it's not, I think what Goff was trying to get away from is the relishing in the negativity.
Yeah.
Instead of being like, oh, this team is bad. Let's just, that's how we're going to ask all our questions. Like,
okay.
We don't need.
Yeah. And like, I look, JP, I'll tell you this. I'm not speaking for anybody else. This is a me thing. If you think as a radio host, and I'm not accusing you of this, JP, I'm saying it does not help my business in the least for teams to be in continuum.
Bruh.
It does nothing for us. We just did a show yesterday. I am begging our baseball team to be relevant because they have given us, me, we, you, nothing in a decade.
Because when they win, it's good for business. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, and it's great. Because you want to watch the games. You want to engage the listener base.
Right. I mean, it's a friend of mine works at another radio station. She was like, I'm glad the Lions season is over so I can get my listeners back because you guys care. Detroit care. They wanted to hear about the Lions because they were winning. It wasn't, oh my goodness, draft talk. It was, oh my goodness, Super Bowl talk.
Right.
I mean, the one thing that was always taboo in this city, we were able to talk about it last year.
And we're going to talk about it all summer.
And not get laughed at. Because if you said Lions and Super Bowl, it would be chair. It would be no. It would be all of those things. But now, I said after they beat the Chiefs in game one, you know what? We can start saying Super Bowl and Lions, and I think we got to embrace this. And guess what happened? We did.
I picked them to beat the Chiefs. So
you did?
I know Jared is not talking about us.
Oh, you know, that Mike Vallini. No.
Oh, I don't care. Say, no, no. Hey, publicity. Thanks, Jared. I believe. Oh, listen. I know. Look. I believe in my heart I should be able to invoice Jared Goff when he gets his new deal. I am a driving force behind Jared getting paid. I think it is only fair to grab about 2% of that. Just my viewpoint. No one has been more of a driver of the sign Goff bus than me. Now, you want to talk about when he first got here and breaking balls about, I have these tiny hands. He does. He fumbles. Yeah. They're small. It's just real. I have a big head. It's real. You want to call in and say it looks like a Zeppelin. What am I going to say? It's not a big deal. Dave Craig had small hands. He was a good NFL quarterback. He fumbled a ton. I don't know what to do. That's how far of a reach you would have to go to. Let's go to Dewan. He's up. Oh, do I have time? Yes, yeah. I do. Dewan, welcome aboard. How are you?
I'm all right. You guys already said who it was. It was Cookies, man.
You think
because
so?
I'm positive because Cookies is the only one who's been hammering Goff for the past 2 years. Yeah, it ain't just this 1 year. Cookies been on Goff head the whole time, even with the money talks. He don't want to pay him. You know what I'm saying? So, no, I said he don't want to pay him. Cookies don't want to pay him. That he had a whole show about not paying Goff what they wanted to pay him. For real, it's Cookies. And if you think about it, if you listen to the audio again, he almost referred to one person at the end of it.
But what they're saying is this was a Wojo thing. When you remember the pre-interviews headed into San Francisco, Wojo asked a question going, hey, you know, San Francisco's got a lot of stars and you're the underdog. And that's the genesis of this reaction. That's ironic as hell.
That was Wojo and Coach K's kid.
Right, if they morphed.
But Wojo has never really downed Jared Goff.
No,
even though he
never
has his way. But Cookies has. I'm telling you, Cookies is the only one on this show.
Okay.
That talks about Jared Goff. That's who he has.
So basically, we get to blame Cookies for why Goff's mad. And for why the Wings lost last night. Everything is Jim Costa's fault.
Yeah, it's Costa. It's on Costa, man. I love him, but yeah, he pissed off Jared Goff a little bit.
Perfect. All right, Dewan says, F Jim Costa. I lie. That's great.
All right.
Dewan, appreciate you.
Who's we?
No, I said he. It's perfect. Look, it's fun. Because I've never, I don't know. It doesn't offend me. Athletes are supposed to believe the media is negative. You know, they're not. It's like certain products are not meant for you. Best way I can put it. Certain products are just not meant for you. You know, if you're an athlete, I don't know why you'd ever care what the media says. Now, if you're in a town like Philly and they're going at your family and stuff, that's a whole different thing.
Right.
If you're in a town like Philly and your kid gets hit with a battery, you know, because they're animals in Philly, hey, different.
Yeah.
C.J. Gardner-Johnson got his car stolen from the link in a playoff game. All right, now, hey, you cross some lines.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the same town that booed Santa Claus.
Same town that has a judge in the stadium, right?
There is a jail in the link, yes.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're not going to just go. You know, we got a judge. We got a jail cell right in the basement.
Go ahead and process this right now. David, how about a few ticket texts, if you would?
Someone says, Jared, shut up. One winning season, J in the D. Another one says, Goff's comments are the equivalent to Georgia football, saying they are overlooked. Just a player making a chip for motivation, I guess.
Yeah, it's like the Warriors back a couple years ago going, nobody believed in a... You were the favorite. You won 60 games.
No, I like the Georgia football analogy. You know, it was us against the world because no one. What are you talking about? You went wire to wire. No one picked against you.
Generation of athletes are millennials and Gen Z, overly sensitive about everything. Jared, it isn't about you.
Yeah, let me ask, you know, I don't want to make it into the topic. I was sharing how my general viewpoint on athletes is. I do wonder if it affects people's ability to love the athlete versus love the team. Like, I learned a long time ago, and part of it was this job. You got to let go of any of the fantasies. Like, these athletes are not your friends, and they generally don't care about you. So just root for the team. You're better off. Like, I do find, like, the Kevin Durants of the world and the Russell Westbrooks of the world, and if you want to go into the Kelce brothers, who are wholly insufferable, like, Draymond has done a lot of things to alienate. Like, it would impact my ability to root for that player because it is this state of constant aggrievement. And the average person can't even afford to go watch your games. And you're up here crying about criticism. And it's like, what are you doing? Just play. Yeah. Now, players can have opinions on lots of things. I just never thought it's very bright to get into a war with people that don't run out of ink or run out of air. It's kind of silly. Just play, man.
Well, you're like Draymond. You just go get your own podcast and you fight back.
That hasn't worked out well for him, Rico. A couple years ago, he was an MVP candidate level Hall of Fame player. All this has done is alienate fans. It has angered teammates. I
don't think you're looking at the bigger picture.
What's the bigger picture? Why don't you educate me?
Mike.
What's the bigger picture?
I think he knows. His career is coming to an end. He's already starting to work on career number two.
Oh, no. We're not done yet. No. He's coming here.
Oh, well, yeah.
That'll be Tom Goris's next time idea.
But that's when you know your career is over. when all of a sudden Iverson's picking you up at the airport. Hey, I just want to let you know that this is it. You still can turn around and get back on that plane.
It's like the movie Scrooged when Bill Murray gets shown his future from the ghost. It's Allen Iverson
right,
in a suit.
That's right.
Broke at a casino.
Bruh, you can turn around and get back on the plane and go right back to San Francisco. Don't do this. Just tell him, oh, you said Detroit. I thought you said Decatur.
Iverson trying to cross over, except he hit himself in the nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was our version. All right, good talk. 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.